Okay, so as today is the day after Pesach, or now, halachically 2 days after Pesach, just to briefly talk about the issue of chametz sha'avar alav ha-Pesach, chametz that you did not dispose of before Pesach, you discover after Pesach that you in fact had chametz that you hadn't sold, that you hadn't disposed of before Pesach, so what's the halacha? So the Gemara, the Mishnah really in Psachim, daf chav ches amud aleph, notes that chametz sha'avar alav ha-Pesach, chametz that is already after Pesach, so well, we'll just summarize the Mishnah and the Gemara together. D'oraisa we paskin is mutter. The Gemara notes that it's a machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda thinks that chametz sha'avar alav ha-Pesach is asur even mid'oraisa. And if you own chametz throughout Pesach in a forbidden manner, so then after Pesach it retains its issur on a biblical level. Rabbi Shimon argues that that's not the case. On a biblical level, such chametz would be mutter after Pesach. However, the Gemara says in Chavtes Amud Aleph, Rava explains that even within the sheet of Reb Shimon, midirabanan, there's a kenas. The Chachamim imposed a penalty. And if, in fact, you owned chametz illegally through Pesach, so then dirabanan, it retains its prohibition even subsequent to Pesach. Now, the consensus in Rishonim is that it maintains all of the Isurim, Achila, no, everything that it was asur on Pesach, it maintains even afterwards. Now, we assume that doesn't apply if chametz was owned by a non-Jew. Presumably, chametz owned by a non-Jew is permitted. That's what the Mishnah says. And all the Rishonim understand it that way, except with the exception of the Bala Itter. The Bala Itter is quoted in the Torah, in Arachayim Simen Tav Mem Ches, and says that chametz that was owned by a guy is asur still asur ba'achila, but is mutter ba'hana. It can't be eaten, but you can get benefit from it, but the Torah already rejects it, and Shulchan Aruch paskins against it. So the consensus of Rishonim and Achronim is that, biblically, there is no prohibition of chametz sha'avar alav ha-Pesach, but midirabanan, there is a iser of chametz sha'avar alav ha-Pesach. Now the Achronim note that there's two ways of understanding this prohibition. One way would be to say that on a derabanan level, we extended the iser of chametz that existed on Pesach through the period after Pesach. So all we did was, it used to be that the time frame for the iser was the 7/8 days of Pesach, and now we extended rabbinically, eternally, assuming that you illegally owned chametz on Pesach. The other way to understand it is to say, no, that iser has evaporated, has disappeared, and now there's a new iser which is imposed, a new knas, a new penalty that's imposed because you kept that chametz through Pesach, and now it is forbidden. Now one would have thought that the nafkamina, that the difference between those two formulations would be, what happens if you kept that chametz in your possession, but by accident, or what we call an anus, right, an unavoidable accident on Pesach. So then what would the halacha be? So one would have thought that if you think that we extended the iser of chametz till after Pesach, so then even if it was by accident, it would maintain its iser. But if it's a kenas, if it's a penalty, so then that would not be the case, because if you did it by accident, so then we shouldn't penalize you. However, that's not how the Rishonim paskin. And the Rambam, though he used, and the Rambam in the first parak of Hilchos Chametz Matzah, the Ramban in Lamed Aleph Amud Bet in Psachim, even though they used the formulation of Kenas, still say that's not true. And that's how it's Nifsak in Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Taf Mem Ches, Siv Gimel, that Chametz Sha'avar Alav HaPesach, Bein B'Shogeg, Bein B'Anus, no matter what reason it was, even if it was by accident, we make a Gzeira Atu Mezi because of a case of intentionally leaving it over, and that chametz retains its iser even after Pesach. The Mishnah Brura notes, his discussions briefly in Sif Gimel, a little bit more there in Sif Hey, that there's a machlokas achronim whether this is true. Even the Shulchan Aruch paskins, this is true even if you did bittul. Right, even if you were mevatel chametz, since there is a chiyuv dirabanan to do bedika and get rid of your chametz and not just suffice with bittul, so even if you did bittul, even if you nullified the chametz, the prohibition would still exist. The Mishnah Brura notes there's a machlokas achronim, what happens if you did bittul and bedika and you just happen to miss something? So that, the Mishnah Brura notes, is a machlokas achronim. And in the end, the Mishnah Berurah says that if it's a hefset, if it's going to be a loss, so we're lenient. And as long as you did bedika and bittel, so then the chametz will be mutter. In a case of not hefset, so then he suggests that we should be machmer like the achronim, that the chametz would maintain his prohibition even if you did bittel and bedika. But again, if there's a loss, so then he says we can be somech on the achronim who say in that case it would be mutter. One more thing that's important to note, however, is that since we paskin, as we noted, against the position of Rabbi Yehuda, and we think that chametz shel erev Pesach is prohibited only midirabanan, so the halacha is in all derabanan, safek derabanan, lekula, that any time you have a doubt, so then it's going to be mutter. And therefore we say, and there's a discussion of it in Simon Tuf Mem Tet, exactly the parameters of it, but if there is a suffix, if there is a doubt as to whether chametz is chametz shel erev Pesach, so then it's going to be permitted. And Rav Moshe Feinstein, in Igros Moshe Chelek Dalet, Tshuva Tzadivav, he suggests the following case, the following two different cases, and one in which he applies this rule and one in which he doesn't. He says, let's say you have a Jew who owns a supermarket. He didn't sell his chametz, he doesn't care. So he says, right after Pesach, you can't buy anything from him because it's chametz she'avar lav ha-Pesach. But once a certain number of days have been gone, you can be reasonably sure that 50% of the things on his shelves are no longer from before Pesach. So now it is a straight safek, right? Because a number of days have gone by and he probably replaced it. So sure, there's a 50% chance, or just under a 50% chance, that you're eating chametz shel erev Pesach. But we paskin that it's derabanan. So safek derabanan lekula. And therefore, once it hits the point that a reasonable amount of time has gone by and he probably replaced half the things on the shelves, you can buy anything with no problem. You don't have to try to figure out what was there before, what was there after. It doesn't matter. It's derabanan. He notes, however, let's say you have somebody who doesn't just not care. He did, let's say, a mechira. He did some mechira with some rabbi to make everybody happy, but he didn't really care about halacha. And then on Pesach, you feel like he probably went out and bought more chametz from the distributor. So he's someone who now is chashud. He's now suspect to sell people chametz shel erev Pesach. He says, in that case, you have to wait till you're reasonably sure that everything is out of his property. Because in that case, when someone is actively a chashud, someone is actively suspect, so then you have to be more worried. And then we don't rely on the normal rules of safek, and you have to wait till basically vadai, till you're sure there's no chametz in his possession, or you can't eat it. He notes, however, that in our settings, where we deal with, his example is Wallbaum's, which was owned by a Jew, I don't think it is anymore, but it was at some point, there he thinks there is no din of chashud, because he said, look, these people, how much do they care if the frum Jews buy their chametz the few days after Pesach? Lomala v'lomor, it makes no difference to them. So they're not going to lie to you. They're not called a chashud. They're just in the category of someone who doesn't care. So we go back to our normal halacha, that as soon as 50% is out, you're fine. You don't have to add the chumrah, even though it's true that they're Jews who owned a company that was selling chametz on Pesach. And that is how he paskins. I think that's a pretty standard psak, and again, that's because we paskin the chametz shel erev Pesach derabanan, there was suffik derabanan lekula, and like I said, we paskin, the Mishnah Berurah paskins, this is even if you did bedika, unless it's a hefset, then he relies on the achronim who say that it is mutter. And again, Rav Moshe finds his distinction between the two cases of suffik. By chashud he'd be machmir, and a regular suffik he would not.
Just a clarification, when the Mishnah Berurah says that you can rely on the achronim, that if you did bittel and bedika, you can benefit from chametz shel erev Pesach, he says that's only with regards to hanav, with benefit, but he still forbids eating the chametz in that case.